Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. While some may frown on a cloudy sky, engineer John Kite welcomes the rain. His household has been using rainwater as an alternative water source for the past 5 years, and he wants you to know about some of the advantages.
Well, first of all, it's a better quality water. It's a more sustainable source or supply of water. But up in the hill country here, with all the development that's occurring, there's not enough groundwater to support the continued development up in the hill country. They're going to have to look for different water sources, and rainwater is one of the best ones to look for.
The Kendall County rainwater expert will share some techniques and advice to those interested in water conservation during an upcoming seminar.
A properly designed system will sustain you through a drought of record, and we've got 6,400 square foot of roof area on the house and the garage. So with that, theoretically, you can pick up 4,000 gallons per inch of rain. Every morning, I read my water meters, and so I know exactly how much water we've used. Something that's a very doable thing. It's something that people that live out in the country ought to consider as their primary source of water rather than even worrying about a well.
John Kite's rainwater collection presentation will be Saturday, January 13th from 9 to 11 at Government Canyon State Park near San Antonio. Admission is free, but reservations are required. That's our show for today with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.